We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And we're back with our guest, Katie Borovich. Did I say that right?
You did. But, yep.
Oh my God! I was like, dang. You know, for those who aren't here, I had to ask Katie multiple times, but we got it. Minnesota guard recently is retired from the game, but has an awesome story and deep appreciation for all Hoopers on this pod. Minnesota's, you know, just parted ways with a legendary coach, has a new coach, but Katie, we assume that you're still hanging around campus?
Yes. Since I have one more year left of school, I'm for sure being here, and I'm trying to see if I want to stay with the team and be a part of it in any way. Obviously right now it's hard, but we're going to, I guess, feel out, because I still got a whole summer, I guess, until like the real season starts, so.
Yeah. And I mean, I can imagine, like, as someone who has probably played their whole lives and being so close to something has to be emotionally hard, but should definitely give our listeners some context to this whole situation. So, Katie, if you want to walk through just kind of the background of the current situation and what kind of led you to retire medically.
Okay. Well, first, when I say symptoms, I mean, like, I call it numbness, tingling in my legs. That's kind of how it starts. And I'd say it's pretty close to, you know, if you have like a black and gray screen on a TV and it's just like, shh. So I feel like that's like almost what I'm constantly in. And playing basketball has made it to where it's been like sharp needles. So that's what, when I kind of said in my post, where I associate playing basketball with pain. So that's just kind of like the backstory of it. But so I graduated high school early. And so I came to Minnesota in 2021 of January. And I probably had 4 days out of the whole 3 months, right, of our Big Ten play. They were just like bad, like something happened, kind of like I had symptoms, but I didn't know what it was yet because I haven't been diagnosed. And then summer came, and right when I got on campus in June, it just got really bad. Like any type of running, any type of activity, it got so bad where I like couldn't stand. I couldn't go to volleyball games, couldn't go to football games. I literally couldn't do anything outside of basketball. Then we got some tests done. We did MRIs and stuff. And then we figured out I had Chiari malformation. And it was just kind of like pressure in the brain. So first of all, my brain is normal size. Don't get that messed up. It's my skull that's a little bit too small. Okay. And then, so there's not like good flow throughout the rest of my body and my spine. So that's what it blocked off the nerves to my legs, I guess. And then I had surgery November 1st, 2021, and then recovered. And then I had last year of recovery, and I was out that year. Oh no, that was 2021. I was out. 2022, which was last year, I played, and now I'm here, I guess.
Played well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. What averages almost 80 games, started 17 games. I don't know if you led the team at steals or not, but I mean, like, it, Minnesota had a pretty exciting program, like some really talented young players. Obviously, it's also wild to go through a coaching change for that program so soon, and to get a coach who did a stop by for a cup of coffee in the Big 12. Yeah. No, we're not insinuating anything. Shout out Coach Dawn, great coach. Hopefully we get her on the pod soon. Done some awesome work in her career. But yeah, I mean, that's gotta be, you know, especially for athletes. I mean, like, ice is still continuing to play. My career is definitely over. I'm 30 now, but I think I play once a week over in west side of Manhattan. And I mean, there's nothing like saying kind of like your official goodbye to the game. So can you just talk about how hard that was?
I think it was really hard because it was just really too early for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't ready to let go. It was like something being taken away that, right, like I wasn't ready to let go of.
Yeah.
But I don't think like posting about it and officially saying that I was done was the hardest part. I think it was the leading up to that, where I had the thoughts of like, can I do this another year? Like, that was what I was first thinking of. And then I was like, I need to do this for my teammates. And then I was like, okay, wait, where's the fine line of doing it for other people and then doing it for myself, you know? Mm. And then once I got over that hump and I was really like, you know, I need to do something for me where I'm finally going to feel good. That was the hardest part of like figuring out, like, you know, do this for me. There's other people who are going to say a bunch of other things. They haven't been in my position. But that was, it was definitely, no matter how much physical pain I was in, it was very hard mentally. And I know no matter what injury you're in, whether you could continue to play or not continue to play, it's hard coming back from that. But then continuing to have that pain and not people noticing. Yeah.
I can't imagine. I think my first thought in just, you know, hearing your story is that you're so young. You know, that this, like, you started to experience pain as an early enrollee, you know, as an early freshman, 17, 18 years old in college. And then having experienced that the last couple of years in battling, like having brain surgery. But I think my question for you now is, how are you now? Like, where does, you know, physical activity come into play now for you as someone who has medically retired? You know, can you walk around? Can you go to concerts without, you know, if you're not doing serious, extraneous, like, you know, exerting extraneous energy, you know, how are you feeling these days? Because clearly you still had, you know, issues on the basketball court, but, you know, normal people exercise as well, right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's not as severe as when I was playing, but it's more of the, if I'm on my feet for a long time, like, so we have Mall of America, right, in Minnesota, and I was there the other day and only there for 2 hours, and I was like, within the first hour, I was like, we gotta leave. I've been on my feet for too long. Like, even just that, if it's like straight on my feet, that even gets me. Like, I'll still do activity. I don't really lift. I've been doing more low impact to like get my body to feel better, but I still feel it closer day to day, but it heals up faster and it's not as severe. So I think it was more of the running. Like, I really haven't done much running.
Yeah.
So for the most part, I'm doing a lot better, but it's still the occasional, and I'm kind of expecting that for the next couple years, maybe.
Yeah. But... Yeah. Good. Thanks. Well, that's good.
So who were kind of like the big parts of like your support system throughout going all this, like family, teammates, coaches, who was like a big on that impact?
Definitely my family. I talked with my mom and my sisters a lot, because so I have two older sisters and they both played college ball, and one of them is still in college ball. She plays at North Dakota. Shout out Casey, look her up. She's great. Great year.
She was flashed on the screen the other day during the Final Four game.
Because she was next to Caitlin one Clark.
They were talking about Caitlin Clark. You know, one of like only two players in the country who scored 25 and 5 consistently. Yeah. And I just saw Casey, and then I saw your last name. And I'm like, oh, that's got to be her sister.
No, she did phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Put up some hella numbers.
Shout out to North Dakota. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to say there's only like, less than 5 players who average over 20 a game, like, in the country. Also, she chucks like 14 shots a game from 2. yo, that's wild.
She's got the jumper down. She's got the 3 down. She's got everything down.
Yeah, dude. What a dream. I would love to put up 18 shots a game. That's so sick. Living my dream. Is she going to use her 5th year, or is she done?
She is. So she has 1 more year left.
Love that. So she was a big part of your support system and just getting you through to this decision?
Yes. And I feel like, okay, so right away, the mental part of it, I was like, okay, I've heard that once you get into conference play, you get into February, you know, it just is hard. And I was like, okay, Casey, am I overreacting? Is it the symptoms? Is it just the overall basketball play? Because it's hard just being a collegiate basketball player. And she was like, you know, I've been through that, but your situation is different. So she gave me that empathy. She gave me that support while also being like, it's okay. Like, I've felt similar things, but not to your capacity. And then just having other loving family members. I was really close with some people on the team too, especially my roomie, Maggie Sinano. She's at the national championship too with her sister. I definitely would not have been able to go through the process smoothly without everybody.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing and just being so honest with us. We know that this is pretty fresh for you, but it's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the pod. We kind of wanted to discuss this thing that happens sometimes where your body can't play the sport that we love it at such a high level, and that it's a real thing people go through, and we wanted to make that a conversation. What is your relationship with basketball now, or what do you hope that it is in the future?
I think it's bittersweet. I love the game, but it's hard because it's like it was taken away from me and I can't play it. But I still think I have another role in it, you know, possibly coaching, training, something like that. And that's what I hope for in the future. It's just very hard, and it's still obviously processing right now that I can't continue to play. But I know still being in the atmosphere of it, I plan to do some aspect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I want all the success if you do stay in the basketball world and whatever you decide to do. But I mean, like, for players listening or watching, like, you know, freaking take advantage of the opportunity that you have in front of you, right? Like, God, it's so painful to hear the story, and I don't want to be negative or sad, but tremendously impressed by your optimism and hope to be around the game, because I'm probably mentally too weak if it happened to me. People know I don't got that dog in me. Like,
he's our softie on the show, Katie. Yeah. He's our softie.
I cried at my wedding rehearsal. Like, that's, I'm very emotional.
That's okay. That's not a bad thing.
I know.
Right. It's amazing.
What are you majoring in?
So I'm double majoring in psychology and business and marketing.
Double majoring. Oh, psychology.
When I graduated early, I was like, well, I'll have the time to do my major. So I was like, might as well.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Couldn't do that either.
Have you picked up any other just outside hobbies, or just or are you looking to pick up any kind of anything else? I always felt like, I think I felt like as soon as I finished my college basketball career, like as much as I wanted to be a pro and keep playing, I was just excited to do other regular things. You know, mm-hmm. like I could really take a week vacation if I wanted and nobody would ask where I was. Like, you know, I could really join a beach volleyball league every Thursday and nobody would care that I'm playing in it. Like, are there any hobbies that you're looking to dive into and really spend some more time with?
Well, just in general, looking is the plan. I don't have anything specific, but I do love reading, but that's more of like inside hobbies. I love being outdoors and even volleyball. I played volleyball in high school. I would love some type of volleyball club, beach volleyball. I don't know, but definitely still on the hunt for something that I will enjoy.
I'm trying to think of like what I'm into now outside of, I haven't even told you this. I've been like watching trash television. Like, so I can't sleep during March. I'm glad it's over.
We sleep in May.
I know. Right? But like, to turn my brain off, I've been watching Below Deck. I don't recommend this to people. I don't think I've said this publicly.
Yeah. I know what that is. That's hilarious.
It's fantastic. Now I want to, I wish I like worked on a yacht, traveled the world when I was younger instead of working at a summer camp. I love the kids though. What do you call it? So professionally, say you don't go into coaching, what's something that you could see yourself doing?
I do really like psychology and I have really, so the last year I've been to sports psych and just like, kind of like, I don't want to say therapist, but just like kind of, I thought about being somewhere in the sports world still, but like helping athletes mentally. And I mean, having a first like experience, I feel like will help others be okay. She went through it. I can go through something like that. So that's something, or I don't know, like a teacher.
I'm
a teacher, but I do want to travel as well. So everything's up in the air right now.
Well, say like psychology is kind of big in consulting, reading clients and understanding what they want. That's my full-time job, I guess. And with the business background, I think, you know, it definitely fits. I mean, a lot of people just can't read social situations and know how to act. I like to think that's one of my talents. I can kind of be a chameleon and fit in wherever. And then obviously someone like you would probably succeed well because you're way smarter than I am. I do want to know a little bit about Minnesota. I've only been to the airport once. And I was connecting. I've never like stepped foot in the state outside of the airport. So what was like, what about Minnesota brought you there in the first place? And what's the best part about going to school there?
Okay. So for me, I'm a big family person and I live in Minnesota, but it's very up north by the Canadian border. And then obviously Lindsay Whalen, my idol, she was coaching, and just having that opportunity. And I do get a little scared sometimes going to different states that I'm not familiar with. So I don't want to say it was a comfortable decision for me, but state-wise it was. Big Ten play, obviously that's a big step. And then Coach Whalen. So those are my big factors on deciding.
Yeah, you definitely light up when you say Coach Whalen.
100%. I was going to ask about her.
She just walks in and she has like swag. She has happy vibes. She's just like the person you would go to for like any situation. Like your dog died, something great happened, a celebration. Like she will support you no matter what. like literally the best human being I've ever met.
Dang.
Like, I don't think I could say anything negative about her.
I mean, obviously.
That's amazing. It took me like 4 transfer schools to find a coach that I actually thoroughly enjoyed. One that I really thought was amazing. So that I'm so jealous, but I'm so happy for you though.
Well, thank you. Man.
I definitely don't think that highly of like myself, you know? Like, maybe,
I feel like you're just downgrading yourself this whole interview. I feel like you gotta hype yourself up. I just know you're great.
Like, you're smarter than me, you're happier than me.
No.
Probably run faster.
Oh, I mean, well, like, most of these things are true, though. I'm a realist, Ice. It's what I am. I'm able to see things in a clear way. And I also don't set too many expectations for myself because failure, you know. But yeah, I should be more positive. I think it's just like I'm also getting over food poisoning. I should have said that. So if I'm being I'm it's so funny to bring that up, like, oh my God, woe is me. Look what I'm going through. I don't think I've said this. Maybe I said this earlier when we were talking about March Madness, but I had to leave the national championship game because I had to go like back to the Airbnb and be by the bathroom for hours. It was that bad.
That is like, so brutal. I'm so sorry.
I know, like, worst so possible timing to get it.
Yes. Literally. And I was off of tacos.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's only the second time I've ever gotten it. And I was so worried because I've got it once. Like, I used to fly every week for work. And I got it once. Like, it hit me like when I was on a flight. And I was like, I'm not letting that happen. So I had to spend an extra day away from my wife and dog. And listeners know how much I talk about my dog. Maybe not about my wife, but my dog. I hope she doesn't hear this. She's in the other room.
Make sure Ashley tunes into this now.
No. enough about my struggles. So big, I love like the point you brought up about the Big Ten. I mean, I know they didn't win it all this year, but they came damn close. Like, oh my God, what a conference this year. Like, mm-hmm. Indiana really let me down personally.
I would agree.
I mean, credit to Miami, they went 8-for-14 from three. But you don't lose that game, Terry. But well, you know, maybe we'll
hard
talk
when
to
you
Terry
hard when day. You come across the ACC, bro. Hard when you come across ACC and Katie Myers. Oh, people forget Katie Myers has been around for a very long time.
Yeah,
she's extremely good coach. Yeah,
yes, I agree. I agree. But this Indiana team was different, and I had higher hopes. I wasn't even worried about Miami. we'll get past that. So we got Indiana there. We got Ohio State, they're like my darlings. I love them so much. The way they play. We got Chase Sheldon back. I said we. I'm sorry.
I know. Look at you. Look, he does when he talks about Texas too. He starts talking about Texas. Yeah. He's like, we gotta get some defense in there.
I'm a born Texan. I didn't go to UT, but like my entire family went there. So I love Texas. But yeah, we need more shooters over there. Big 12 is it didn't compare to the Big Ten this year. Obviously, Caitlin Clark in Iowa. And everybody on that team. Who's the other big team I'm missing right now? The Big Ten. Michigan was great. Am I missing Maryland. Another like Maryland? Yes. Maryland. Oh my God. I wanted them to beat South Carolina. I was just a game too early on the Big Ten eliminating the Cox. But
yeah. You were in your fantasy game because there was no way Maryland was going to beat South Carolina. I don't think anybody saw
that. No. There was a way. There's a way. No.
Are we talking about referees now? I feel like we always had to talk about refs. Was that game? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the refs are bad, yeah. but that's on Brenda. Like, it's the last game of the year. You gotta ride your players. I don't care if they have two fouls.
Yeah.
You give yourself a damn chance, okay? anyways, so all these teams, all these amazing players, outside of Caitlin, I'm assuming you went to most of these games in person. Who's a player that caught your eye and you're like, wow, like they're special?
I feel like that's kind of hard, but so does it have to be last year?
No, it can be.
Okay. So mine was, why am I blanking? She played for Michigan State. Is it Nia Clouden?
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved her game. She was so shifty. So I sat out. Was I able to play? No, this was the last year when we went there. And I don't remember my first year playing against them, but I was almost rooting for them. I wasn't, I promise. But I was like, you go, girl. Like, I loved watching her. She was my first player that I was like, I'm so excited, even if I can't play against you, just to watch.
Yeah, talking to her at the draft, I was like wanting her to be here in New York. And I mean, I'm part of the Nia Clouden Hive. Shout out Gabe Ibrahim. But then, of course, she gets drafted by Connecticut, where Ice called games. So Ice, you got to see that stuff all the damn time.
100%. Yeah, a big fan of her game. I hope that she stays in the league because I think that she just needs a place where she can get a couple of minutes here or there consistently and, like, really grow. We know how hard that is for rookies or young players in the league sometimes, especially if you're not a big, like, you know, it's just hard for guards to get in. But loved her game and just cool person too. Like, she's just calm, and collected.
Yeah, that's like what she seemed like. I'm like, you just seem like you're just so put together in all aspects of your life.
Yeah, shout out to Nia Clouden. I definitely can see that. And she had a really good career too. I think Michigan State had some down years before, but she really did a good job with that program while she was a part of it.
See, Katie, what you said about her, like, so put together in every aspect of life, that's where I'm going to get to in the next month. I'm gonna go on a juice cleanse
you just said you don't put goals for yourself. That's a goal.
That's an objective.
Look at the growth happening already. So normally we go on the podcast and people tell us where they're from, where they go to school, and Dano is always like, I'm gonna come visit. He's like, I'm gonna come. We talked to Texas, but I'm coming to Texas. We talked to Nebraska, I'm coming to Nebraska. So he didn't say he was coming to Minnesota, but he said he'll go on the juice cleanse because of how you've influenced him. But I've understood. Yeah, is what I've understood.
Hold on. All right. She's already just done some sports psych on me to like want me to be better. She didn't convince me hard enough about Minnesota. She just said she's from Minnesota.
Oh, do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I mean, like, all I know is Prince and Lake Minnetonka and the Lynx. You know, I don't know anything else. Yeah, I mean, like, the accents?
I don't think there's a lot of accents in the cities.
That's what I call Minneapolis.
You go up north, then there is.
I'm blanking. Who's a politician? Like the girl with the hair, the woman with the hair. Who's run for president multiple times. Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. Come on, guys.
There's a politician with hair from Minnesota that's ran for president.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I believe you.
Sorry, I have no idea.
I believe you.
No, y'all, I'm blanking so hard on the name. Oh, Klobuchar. Yes, Amy. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all. Yep.
Okay, you're right. We'll give you that. You're right.
All right. I can absolutely guarantee that is the first time Amy Klobuchar's name will ever be said on a women's basketball podcast.
Oh my goodness.
My bad. Okay, yeah. So convince me. Wait, are you, so you'll be there next year?
Yes.
I mean, I could make a trip to a Big Ten game there. But yeah, mm-hmm. but you know, convince me on one, the state. Wait, what city is Minnesota in? The university in?
Well, Minneapolis.
That's the city that the university is in?
Yeah.
See, I don't even know that. Like, they don't teach us that down in Texas public schools, you know.
I only knew that because I've played there. So I can say I've been to Minneapolis, but you know, like when you do a college trip, you're there for 24 hours. How'd you do?
How'd you do, Ice?
We lost.
I asked how did you do?
Oh, you know what? I think I don't really remember. It's not one of the games that stands out.
Oh, that means you probably played well. You remember the bad ones. All right. I'm not gonna look it up. All right.
You do remember the bad ones.
Yeah. All right. So hit me, Katie. What do we got? Food good? You know, like what?
Food is great. There is a lot of, it's very diverse ethnically with foods. You can find literally anything. I love Mediterranean food. They got that, you know, all the above. There's beautiful lakes. Summer is wonderful. Yes, we get hot. We get hot, but it's not humid hot. It's not dry hot. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect weather.
Okay.
Winter does get a little bit cold, but you know what? We're not talking about winter right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get that. I live in New York now. Yeah. Oh, see, we don't have that here. I'm just kidding. People. We do.
I love it.
What about wildlife?
If you get out of Minneapolis, yeah, we got turkeys roaming around our campus. So if you go by Williams Arena, there's a B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, if you don't know what that is.
Oh, and there's turkeys just roaming around. Don't worry.
But the B-Dubs is selling turkeys because that's really what you have there. Got it.
Okay.
But outside of it, we got great wildlife.
Are there bears?
Way up north, not in the cities.
Okay.
You'll be safe if you're safe.
That was like a definitive yes. Like, yeah, she's not near us. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Way up north,
like...
where you're from.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got all the above. Yeah, we got
so
all
you
the
come in, you've like seen a bear like up close?
Yeah. I mean, mainly in like in a car.
Yeah.
When you're driving and there's just a bear off to the side of the road.
What about moose, bison, anything like that? Or is that
I have not seen a bison, but we got elk, moose. I haven't seen one in a while.
Okay.
Are the moose like scarier than the bears?
If it's an elk, yes, those puppies are huge. Huge. Their antlers are ginormous. Bears, they just kind of scurry off. I'm not going to lie. They're probably like sweeties.
Anytime the TikTok algorithm, I mean, most of my algorithm is like basketball, tennis, and animals, mostly dogs. But anytime I see a video of like bear cubs like running across the street, it's like cutest thing in the world. And also like we can't go like two pods without bringing up animals. We just
we literally can't. We ask for wildlife like in some way, shape, or form now every episode. It's good though.
Katie, I'm convinced. I have some airline miles. I'll come to a game. I'll interact with Don. You and I can watch a game together. It needs to be a Big Ten game. I need to see a Big Ten game live. I haven't done that. Shame on me. Wait, Rutgers is Big Ten, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a trek. I'd rather go to Minnesota. Rutgers is probably like what, like an hour ride from me? Like from New York City?
Yes, not even an hour ride. Yeah, but maybe an hour ride.
Dang,
yep.
That's sad. I can't believe
I could meet you at a game.
We got the guest room ready. We're waiting for you to move in, and you know. So
now we're pulling records. I love it.
Yeah, Katie. want to thank you so much for hanging out with us, taking time. We're recording this on a Wednesday night, and absolute blast. Love for you to come talk hoops with us anytime. I don't know if you're a big WNBA fan, if you go to Lynx games or not, but you know, we got the draft coming up. Who should the Lynx take with the second overall pick?
I think they would do well with, I'm a big Grace Berger fan, but you know, I don't think she's going to be ranked high up there. I'm going to give it Diamond Miller. Because she, I think they need a bigger guard. Big athletic guard.
Big Ten. Gotta stand.
It is. It's Big Ten.
You know, I could be convinced to take Diamond number one, but the Fever are going to do what the Fever do. I mean, like, you know, I hope they do the right thing. Take Aaliyah Boston, right? But it wouldn't shock me.
But it wouldn't shock you. I was going to say, me either. I wouldn't be completely like, oh, my goodness. I would be like, yeah, I mean.
But they've done it before. With Sivia Fowles retiring out, that's why I wanted the Lynx to get the first pick so bad. It just all kind of made sense.
Oh, that's true. Yep, I
hear you.
But what are you going to do? But yeah, seriously, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Ice, thanks for setting this up. It was a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Awesome. Always good to see you. We will check in on you in the future. And we will bring Casey on, because now we've got to talk to her about her North Dakota experience and, you know, you guys growing up as sisters and who want one-on-ones growing up. So we'll get the background story.
We should get them both on at the same time.
There we go. Yep, I love it.
Well, there'd be a lot of bickering. We'll just say that.
I mean, just like Ice and me, you know, it's the same thing.
Another day.
Yeah.
But no, Katie, thank you so much for coming. It was good to see you.
Yeah, thank you guys.